1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. You know, it's these nice rains at the end of August that remind you you can plant something, and that's what we're talking about this hour with John J. Harper of Harper's Nursery. You can just smell all the green in the air, and you just know it's that time to put seeds in the ground. What are you putting in your fall garden?
Well, I always grow a lot of greens. We use a lot of greens, and I grow a lot of greens. I'll have kale and chard and spinach, and I grow a mixed greens thing that has, you know, lettuce and arugula and, you know, some other lettuces in it. It's kind of colorful, kind of pretty in the garden as well.
Now, I always have a plan for gardening, and I've learned that, you know, it's good to plan, but it's never going to go to plan in gardening.
Plan is in the layout of how everything's going to
How it's going to lay out, and that I'm going to plant every few weeks so that there's a consistent, so not everything's ready at once. You know, you got 10 carrots ready this week, 10 ready the following week. You know, sometimes they don't germinate. Sometimes this plant grows twice as fast as it did last year, you remembered, or you got your seeds marked and you put it and something else comes up. I mean, it's a living, breathing thing. You just kind of have to roll with it.
And you find out what does well in what spot, and some things don't do well, and some things you're better off letting somebody else grow. You know, it's just kind of the way it works.
That's a great argument for community gardens. Yeah. I mean, we have two neighbors who just do phenomenal on a couple things. And Jennifer finally just knocked on their backyard wall and said, look, why don't you do this, and you do this, and we'll do this. And it works out great.
I got eggs, you got spinach, I got turnips, you got, you know, lettuce, whatever. And, yeah, it works pretty good.
Let's see how we can help some of our callers this morning. Murphy's called in. Wants to talk about agaves. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. I had a quick question. Mr. Harper was really helpful when I told him about my century plant a couple months ago, and ended up growing to like 27 feet tall.
Okay.
And somebody actually helped me cut the stalk out. It bloomed wonderfully. But my question is about the stump. I wanted to know if you had any suggestions about getting the stump out of the ground.
Elbow grease. it probably shouldn't be that hard, actually. It'll, as the plant dies... Yeah, there you go, the chainsaw. You know, just kind of whack away at it. Most of the time, agaves have they don't have a big, heavy root system. They've got a lot of little fine roots, so it really shouldn't be that hard to chop out. Now, the actual stump part that's above the ground might be a little heavy. You might have to cut it in a few pieces to get it out. And, of course, the hardest part is, you know, if you've got leaves and they all have, if it's a century plant, Agave Americana, it's got a lot of teeth on those leaves, so you might want to cut those in smaller pieces so that they're easier to deal with. You're not getting, you know, scratched and clawed and bleeding to death.
One of the best tricks I ever learned for pulling anything out of the ground, stumps, concrete posts, whatever, take a tire rim and put it right next to the base of whatever you're trying to pull out and attach that rope or that chain down at the base. And then that way, when you tie it to the back of your pickup truck and you start driving, instead of trying to pull it through the dirt, because the chain is now coming up over that tire rim.
You run it up over the rim like a pulley.
It's pulling it straight up. Man, if you've got the room to do it with a truck without tearing up landscape, that makes it, if you're just bound and determined to get it out and you don't feel like digging, that's a great trick.
There you go.
Let's go to Robert.
Of course, most rednecks have a few tire rims
laying around
there and find in their front yard. They got to mow the grass first to find them.
The bigger the rim, the more the leverage, too, if you want to know. So if you got a tractor rim, oh, baby, you're in business. It's really hard with that rubber on it, though, I'll tell you that. Don't try using a spare tire. You can't hold that rubber straight up and down. But that tire rim's got two.
You
got
to take it off the tire, off the car, though, that's rusted out in your front yard first.
Well, I don't know.
Romy just had to turn one of his planters upside down.
That's it.
Well, we're our tip of the week.
Okay, top that.
Yeah.
How do
we go from there to fall planting? Well, if you have an old rusted out car, you can make a raised planter out of it right there in your front yard.
Speaking of old cars, and this is not rusted out, the Bashes Farmers Market that's at a different Bashes location every year has a fully restored 1940s Ford pickup truck, wood bed polished, and they put all their fruit in that. Talk about a gorgeous display.
Nice. Well, if you want to grow some of that fruit yourself or vegetables that yourself, now's the time to start thinking about getting that fall garden in. And remember the things you eat the roots of, the leaves of, the stems of. So carrots, beets, turnips, lettuce, spinach, chard, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower,
beans, soil
beans and corn. But got to have the soil ready. If you got a raised garden, you know, just freshen it up with some more good old Mel's mix and throw a little gypsum in there to counteract the salts and a little organic fertilizer and you're good to go.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. As we transition from gardening to home improvement, we're joined in studio with East Valley Flooring. We're going to be talking hardwood floors this Saturday morning.
That wraps up another hour of the Lawn and Garden segment on the Rosie on the House show. Stay tuned for the House and Home Focus segment as we put away the pruners, pick up the paintbrushes, throw away the shovels, and break out the shim shingles. We'll cover everything from foundations, chimney caps, windows and countertops, to painting and plumbing, plus whatever project you're tackling at your house. We're ready to take your calls right now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.